This is a dictation for Chiquita Floyd, Chiquita Floyd. Date of birth is 10-4-1980. Date of accident 4-7-2021. Date of service is January 7, 2022. Miss Chiquita Floyd was last seen on 12-6-2021, and she was injured in an automobile accident on 4-7-2021, where she was rear-ended as a restaurant driver, leading to headache as well as dizziness, loss of balance, nausea, vomiting, and multiple symptoms of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 9 to 10, and pain in both shoulders with difficult time lifting the arm, as well as pain in shooting pain in both legs. Pain in both knees were also started. The patient has continued her physical therapy and has had one injection to the occipital nerve, and other than that, she has had no other treatment except for she's going to neuropsych therapy and neurology treatment with appropriate specialists. She is seeing Dr. Basha as a neurologist and Dr. Weiss too as a neuropsych therapist. And her primary care doctor she is seeing is Apple Water, APPLEWATE. And the patient has had a physical therapy for around 6 to 7 months, 3 times per week. And she reports that there is an 80% improvement in her pain. Currently, patient reports that her pain in the right shoulder is completely gone, and there is no mid-back pain or neck pain, or pain in the left shoulder is around 8, along with some part of the trapezius upper fibers, where there is some trigger points. In addition, the spine is not painful. In the middle, there is no pain in the cervical spine or thoracic spine. In the lumbar region, patient has pain in the middle of the back as well as towards the left side of the tailbone or sacroiliac joint, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, there is no obvious radiculopathy that patient has. Incidentally, patient is complaining of pain in the calf muscle both sides, and upon investigation, it seems possible that the Hohmann sign was positive, and the patient is being referred to her primary care physician to rule out blood clots, which is incidentally not related to the automobile accident. The ADS that are currently affected are as follows: the general activity, mood, walking ability, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And then in the neurology side, currently the patient suffers only from loss of balance, anxiety, and panic, and headaches. And when the headache comes, it's almost like 8, and it is a pounding headache and affects the eye with the light sensitivity, and it appears like a migraine headache. She also has a loss of balance. She felt dizzy after the Christmas and did not choose to go to the hospital, but she did not fall either. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the left shoulder, neck area, and lower back stiffness, along with pain in shoulder, neck, and lower back. Decreased range of motion of the left shoulder. Walking is pretty reasonably okay. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain is reported. No blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient is using marijuana. Compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 160 over 109, pulse is 97, pulse ox is 98, temperature is 96.5. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of December 6, 2021, dictation number 1206-083, and the following modifications are needed. The general review is the same. Musculoskeletal examination is completely normal, and it is as follows. The inspection palpation is from the previous visit, completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Paravertebral hypertonicity, none is present. The range of motion of the cervical spine forward flexion is 50. Extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion is 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and rotation is 35. Hyperextension was not painful. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is found negative, and Sperling sign is negative. Dermid test is negative. Distraction test negative. Soto Hall test is negative. In the lumbar spine, the Brzezinski-Karnik test is negative. Straight leg raising test negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Bregar test negative. Kemp test negative. And Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. The left sacroiliac joint is still tender, and standing flexion test and iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. The Faber test and Gonsalon test are positive only on the left side. Examination of the left shoulder has a moderate spasm in the upper trapezius fibers, and the left shoulder is able to raise up to 180 degrees. Right shoulder is completely normal. And Hawking-Kennedy test, both sides are negative. And near test and speed test and anterior and posterior apprehension are all negative. The motor power is 5/5. Knee examination is also completely normal, and there is no finding in the knee. The leg examination reveals positive Homan sign. However, no other findings. Distal pulsations are intact. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the neurology, neuropsych, and psychiatrist visits as patient is doing. We'll continue her visits to chiropractor as she wishes to. I have decreased the physical therapy to once a week, or in fact, it will be discontinued by next week since the patient has already done 7 months of therapy. Independently, she is going to a chiropractor. That is not because of me, because of the certification. Traction and massage has been ordered. Patient is advised in detail to use the home exercise plan, including yoga, meditation, and stretching, as well as shoulder exercises with and without weight. The MAPs have been reviewed and the labs have been reviewed. The patient was provided with naproxen, Elavil, lidocaine, and melatonin, and she will continue that medication even now. No narcotics are provided. The MRIs have been reviewed. Patient has an intraspinous inflammation of the lumbar spine, and from L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. Patient was advised that an injection to the spine area can be given to relieve the bursitis of inflammation. The patient chooses not to have those injections. In the cervical spine at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, patient has a diffuse disc bulge leading to mild spinal canal narrowing. Patient was advised cervical epidural steroid injections as a next intervention, an option, but patient chooses not to have any injection at this time. The patient wishes to continue with the chiropractor, and at this time, no other offers are there. Patient also refuses surgical consultation in this regard of lumbar and cervical spine findings. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days.